Joe Vaughn, testify. Good morning to you. It is 7:20.
Good morning. Weather-wise today, looking sunny, breezy, high of 58. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 40 degrees, and your winning Wednesday looking partly sunny with a chance of afternoon and evening rain, high of 58 right now, seeing about 35 degrees in York, 37 in Mannheim.
Joining us on the radio this morning, our friend Brian Smith, the Executive Director of Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Welcome back to the studio, Brian.
So good to be here.
We always love having you. Tell us all about Lebanon County Christian Ministries.
Yeah, so as we were talking earlier, our mission is to share the love of Jesus through food and shelter, and then connections promote well-being and healthy community. I always say that food and shelter make sense to a lot of people, but that connections part at the end, that is really where, you know, the rubber meets the road. We always talk about connections before corrections, and that's where we can really get together with our community and make some life changes.
I love what you guys do, the way you face the dignity of your clients, and you must have great stories about how God has worked through your ministry.
Yeah, I think across the board, from caseworkers coming in and just talking about how impressed they are with the market space, one that you know, it doesn't get a lot of publicity because it's the shelter, right? It's a place that we try to really respect people's privacy, but our shelter just continues to do great work. And most recently, we just had a family of four there. Dad was working hard. They just came on some tough times. We were really excited that we could be there. So they were able to stay together as a family. Dad went to work. Mom plugged away looking for apartments and making sure the kiddos were getting to school. And, you know, they just really took the opportunity to say, how can we just better ourselves? And one of those was finding a place that was closer to his work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were with us for almost 3 months and just moved out the other week into their apartment. So
That's awesome.
Just nothing better than a moving day to see a family and the joy on their faces, you know, heading out the door to their apartment.
And your folks and you as a ministry are really being impacted by the government shutdown, by the PA budget not being passed. And how can our listeners pray and support what you're doing right there on the front lines?
Yeah, well, you hit the big one right there, right? So a little while back, folks would ask me, hey, how can we help the ministry? And we came up with the Give, Go, Pray. Give is your financial resources. We know that that's going to cost you, and it'll cost you your dollars. Go is go out and volunteer. We know that's going to cost you. That's going to cost you your time. But pray really doesn't cost you anything. We're driving down the road. Certainly a lot of windshield prayer is really helpful for us, but all of those have options. The prayer part, do it where you can. The give and go part, you can go to our website to find more information about giving and volunteering.
LCCM.us is the place to go, and they can also come out to your November 13th event and find out what you're doing and support you there.
Yeah, November 13th, Dr. Katie Martin from More Than Food Consulting is going to be speaking and talking about some best practices across the country, how we align with those, the work that we're doing. Of course, I'll be sharing a little bit about the work that's happening at the ministry, and it's a fundraising night. It's a critical part of our work. And right now, with just real dollars not coming into the ministry or real dollars going out in probably what we anticipate will be record pace, we could really use our community support. And as we were talking off air, there's no better place to live than South Central Pennsylvania, where we just take care of our neighbors better than anywhere else.
We really do. We are very fortunate to live here and have the kind of volunteerism, the kind of giving, the kind of generosity that our folks have. If folks want to come out, is there a cost? Do they need to make reservations? How's that all work?
Yeah, so on our website, you can click on the events button, go to the benefit dinner. Tickets are $40 for the dinner. Table sponsors are $500 and come with 8 tickets. And then there's other different levels of sponsorship. If you have more questions about that, just reach out to Dan or myself, and we'll get you connected and get you there.
Do you need reservations by a certain time?
Well, of course, the week before, we got to put a number into the caterer. So yeah, beginning November here, I think November 6th, we'll start pulling everything down.
And it's happening at Lebanon Evangelical Free Church.
It is out in Jonestown. Yeah. Great supporter of us, just wonderful community out there.
LCCM.us, check it out. The event coming up November 13th, be a part of that. Or you could go give. Wait, I messed it up.
Nope. Give, go, pray.
Give, go, pray. Thank you.
You got it.
Brian, it's always great having you here.
Thanks, Bean.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day. Back to the music we go. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman. Don't lose heart. WJTL.